This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the PetroServ USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Henin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from.
Yeah, let's get you up and get to it today, folks.
Here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
Welcome to another hour of What's on Your Mind.
It's a big
six past the hour.
Countless dreams.
Glad to have you along, tallying up lots of our Real People poll answers. We're not getting to all the text here, but we're tallying your numbers as you call us. John in West Fargo waiting to go on here before we get to Lynn Helms from the Department of Mineral Resources in North Dakota. Talk about the latest numbers for oil and gas production. Looking forward to getting that update. John, what's on your mind?
Yeah, you'd mentioned that the interstate is closed around Rothsay. Is there a one lane going through that, or is it all being detoured around the interstate, you know?
This is just westbound. So it's the impact is westbound. And it looks to me like there's a detour. It doesn't say that. It says I-94 near Rossay between exits 50 and 38 closes at 9:30 until 5 p.m. today. Crews will be performing emergency repairs for the shoulder. There's currently a lane closure in the area for a pavement project. When I-94 reopens, it will remain reduced to one lane. I got to think they've detoured it somewhere.
So it looks like eastbound is okay, though.
Correct.
Okay, that's all I need to know. You asked me, what do you need to know? That's what I need to know.
That's what you need to know. Thank you so much. Take care, John.
Bye.
Appreciate that. We'll get back to some more of your comments coming up here in a little bit as well. Keep those calls and texts coming. Lynn Helms is here from the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources. Lynn, welcome back. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. Doing very well. Thank you.
Seems like a blink ago you and I were chatting about another month of results, and you're bringing some good news in this one. Give us your summary.
Well, you're right. Time flies when you're having fun, huh? So you're right. It's mostly good news as we move into the month of June. Saw oil production up 3%, gas production up 3%, and the gas capture held in a good range. It did drop 1%, but it's still 95% across most of the Bakken. And in the core area, they actually hit 98%. On the Fort Berthold Reservation, which is remarkable and, you know, has always been an industry target. So if you want to see what, I guess, good regulatory policy that works with industry to get investment and get problems solved looks like, take a look at what we've done since 2014. Also along those lines, the oil price was, you know, below target in June, but today, it's well above that price. WTI is $82.50. So, strong oil prices. Interesting that world oil demand is at a record all-time high as far as June. It was 103 million barrels a day. But supply fell almost a million barrels a day because the Biden administration decided not to refill the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. Saudi Arabia cut a million barrels a day. And so now we've got a shortfall worldwide. So it puts us in kind of a precarious spot, Scott, when you look at that. We're reliant upon Saudi Arabia to put that million barrels a day back on if something happens around the world and oil prices spike. And that's certainly a possibility. So we're very near that that price where activity really picks up. The Fed Reserve did a survey, and the oil industry told them that $86 a barrel is sort of the trigger to really start scrambling and adding more rigs. And we're below that, but not far below it. So rig count was up 4. Completions, 60 completions a month holds our production flat. We had 85 in June and 83 in July, so production should increase in July as well. And completion numbers are good. Record high number of wells producing in the state. For the first time, we're above 18,000 active wells in the state. And our Investment Infrastructure and Jobs Act orphan well program is doing great. We, as of the end of July, we have plugged 54 out of 93 wells. Got 22 frac crews running in the state. The one thing that's sort of going to put pressure on here is that activity has moved out into the Tier 2 area. So a lot of natural gas capture infrastructure is going to have to be built. And that's hard to do at $2.33 gas. And it's hard to make that pencil out. So oil is going to be the driver here, and we're going to have to, really work with industry to make all this happen. On the other side of the coin, I called it the federal fire hose. We are under the gun for an all of federal government approach to reduce oil and gas. BLM is revising their leasing rule. Council of Environmental Quality is revising the NEPA rules. EPA is trying to revise greenhouse gas rules. PHMSA is going after methane emissions, although they're a pipeline safety organization. And Fish and Wildlife is trying to eliminate all of the Trump administration improvements in the Endangered Species Act. And on top of that, our neighbor state, Montana, had a state court rule that their fossil energy policies violate the constitutional right to a clean and healthful environment by young people. So we really have our work cut out for us, Scott.
Yeah, we've chronicled that judge's decision there. What a bizarre deal. But no doubt that'll be emulated in other states for sure, won't it?
Oh, I'm certain, with North Dakota being so dependent, our economy so dependent on fossil energy production, we're going to have to watch because that type of attitude is very likely to come here.
You mentioned something about we're getting to a point with the price of a barrel of oil where activity is going to spike. Spike, how many rigs, production, what percentage-wise, double digits growth? What do you predict?
Yeah, well, we know that we've got about a dozen rigs sitting in the yard looking for workforce, and above $86 a barrel, it makes sense to really scramble and try to add rigs and frac crews. I guess the other good news is we have our first tranche of Ukrainian oil and gas employees in the state, and they've found housing and jobs, and there's many more to come. So I think we have the potential, Scott, if we get above that $86 a barrel price and we stay there for 2 or 3 months, that we could see double-digit rig count increases. I don't think that's likely, but it's something that people really need to be aware of, and largely that is because the Biden administration, when prices were low and we had WTI below $70 a barrel, that was a time to refill the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, but they didn't. So we are at the mercy of a world oil market that is currently undersupplied.
Oh. I have about a minute left, but I'm curious of your analysis on the news that was announced yesterday about a planned merger, I guess more of an acquisition, it looks like to me, of Energy Transfer Partners bidding for Crestwood. What does that mean for North Dakota, do you believe?
Well, Crestwood has been a really great player in North Dakota, and they own all the gathering assets on the southern part of the Fort Berthold system. And, they've been a great community support and all of that. You know, Energy Transfer, to the best of my knowledge, has been very similar. They've been very supportive of the city of Mandan. But that just tells you that midstream, you know, gathering and processing natural gas and crude oil is where the big money and the big profits are right now. And, you know, the other interesting aspect, of course, is we talked about ExxonMobil buying Denbury for $5 billion. So you're seeing the money move to midstream assets and also to carbon dioxide transportation and utilization. So those are really strong market signals.
Fascinating. Always appreciate your summaries and all the good work the folks at the Department of Mineral Resources do. Of course, what we're talking about here is fuels North Dakota, every corner of North Dakota impacted by that price of oil and the amount that is gathered. And we get to hear about it every month from Lynn Helms. Thanks, Lynn. You take care.
Hey, thanks for having me, Scott. Have a great day.
John in New Rockford, Stan in North Fargo. When we come back, waiting to weigh in. Scott Hammond for my friends at PetroServe USA. There's a lot to love about PetroServe USA, and that includes the car washes. They have great car washes. When's the last time you stopped at PetroServe USA for a car wash? Best price around. Going to keep your ride super clean, just like my truck. And you stop in on Tuesdays for buy one, get one free. That's right. Buy one, get one free. Two for Tuesday. PetroServe USA, best car washes around. Tell them Scott sent you. You'll love it.
For the history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming August auctions include 691 acres of cropland and grassland in Kitson and Marshall counties in Minnesota, 630 acres of cropland and pastureland in Ward County near Minot, 160 acres of excellent cropland in Wells County, 170 acres of crop, pasture, and development land in Grand Forks County, and the Blana Equipment Auction near Carrington, North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Everybody's always waiting on Friday, watching that clock. What's on your mind? Brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Meatloaf is what's for lunch today. How's that sound? That's in Harwood. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, tater tot hot dish, or chicken tenders at West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Beef enchiladas, 12th Avenue and I-29. Salisbury steak on NP Avenue. Tater tot hot dish in Glendon. Lasagna in Euland today and barbecued pulled pork on 45th Street, Fargo. PetroServe USA for some home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. 20 past the hour on What's on Your Mind. Been a busy morning. Our Real People poll continues. Bottom of the hour, by the way, the press conference with North Dakota Attorney General Drew Wrigley and Fargo Police Chief Dave Zabalski. The body cam footage and surveillance video footage is being released and will be narrated, I guess, when they promised this as part of the investigation. So we'll pick that press conference up at the bottom of the hour. Stay tuned for that coming up. John in New Rockford, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was listening to you guys talking about this energy deal, and I just got to thinking of something about what Gavin Newsom pulled in California. Why is he even on a ballot to run for president after the crap that he's pulled over there, being one of Nancy Pelosi's puppets? I mean, we're in a bad enough shape. Then we got to get Newsom on the ballot. This is getting to be ridiculous.
Well, I couldn't agree with you anymore. Now, mind you, everything he did in California. So that's why he was reelected, despite being a complete hypocrite during the whole COVID thing and all the crap he pulled. I worry about Gavin Newsom, though, as a Democratic candidate. He seems very Obama-like to me.
Oh,
you know, that
yeah.
He's got that smooth, you know,
yeah,
kind of style.
Slick.
And
you bet.
Very slick and, you know, right out of central casting. So I couldn't agree with you anymore on his policies, but I'd say... we underestimate him as a Democratic candidate for president at our own peril, but it's California, so they think we need more of California kind of policies all across the USA.
Everybody thinks California is the number one state. As far as I'm concerned, it's fallen down to 61. If he gets in for president, we're going to be not drilling any oil and trying to go with electric all the way through. You know, this is getting to be, I'm tired of all this crap that's going on here. I don't know what to say anymore. I'm just so frustrated with our Republican Party that they're just sitting on their hands and just letting it slide by.
I want Donald Trump versus Joe Biden, and I like Donald Trump's chances big time in that matchup again. Absolutely do.
Not going to happen.
I'll take Trump any day.
John, nice chatting with you. Thanks for calling.
I'll take Trump any day.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
You bet. Take care. Stan, North Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Stan.
Yeah, I think the Republican leadership are idiots. I think this should be Trump's second term. That there shouldn't be anyone running against him in the Republican Party. To me, it exposes stupidity. With the problems that we have in our country, evidently they don't recognize them whatsoever because they're not going to do anything about them. Trump is the only one.
So the other candidates should suspend, support Trump, stand with him, be unified, Republican nomination battle over.
Definitely. And if they did that, the Republicans would win.
By the way,
they need to expose what Biden's been doing and the Democrat Party's been doing.
Stan, do you know you're among our listeners just since 90 minutes ago when we started talking about this? You're the 42nd person to say what you said about the other candidates. And only six think that's it's a dumb idea. It's pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. A lot of people agree with you today, Stan.
I'm so surprised. You know, when Rush was around and Trump was president, Rush didn't care for the way he talked to begin with. But after he realized what Trump was accomplishing, he'd make a dumb comment and the media would go wild. And while they were doing that, he was accomplishing what he was after. Rush said that he played the media like a fiddle, and he did.
Sure did, Stan. He's doing
still
it again
does.
Right now.
Exactly.
On the debate next week. Appreciate the call, Stan. Call again. Enjoyed it. Here's a call that came in during the break.
Yes, Rex in Morehead.
yes to them suspending their campaigns. Unity all the way. The Democrats are unity, and they're destroying our country. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Rex. Appreciate the call. It's the 43rd vote. I can't keep up with these texts. Too many old-school Republicans don't want Trump and politics as usual. They need to realize those days are gone.
Thank you.
Stand by Trump or vote for crooked Democrats.
In this scenario of them all getting, you know, dropping the campaign, getting behind Trump, I keep hearing the song, I Can Only Imagine. Because, I mean, that would be the best fight plan ever. I just, if you're unified and you and you're on a, I mean, you're thinking team, that's exactly what you do, and you do it today.
By the way, one of the listeners sent us a meme, brownie points from the host of the program here, or anybody that sends in memes. Love memes, can't get enough of them. This is a little photo of a dispatcher taking calls, like on 911 calls.
Yep.
All right, and then it has quote, "Yes, ma'am, I realize your house is on fire." But the electric fire engines are all charging right now. I like that one. That's a good
classic.
One. Another listener, John Hinderacher, is obviously drinking the lamestream media Kool-Aid with his comments that Trump can't win. We know the Democrats will cheat again because nothing has changed since the last election, but at least Trump might be able to overwhelm the system with legitimate votes. No other Republican candidate will be able to do that, and then we're screwed, and it will be the end of our republic as we know it.
No one will bring them out like DJT will. No,
let's get Dan and Hickson in here before the break. Go ahead, Dan. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I have two analogies I'd like to use on the Trump situation. Republicans are good at forming a circle and shooting each other. The Democrats are good at forming a firing squad and shooting at Republicans. I think the Republicans should learn from the Democrats and get behind Trump and make sure that Trump gets all the financial backing he can gather to defeat the Democrat candidate, which will maybe be Biden, but I think it'll be Michelle Obama.
There's another parlor game.
There's a swing, yeah.
Suggesting, yeah. Oh, a swing, all right. Thank you, Dan. Appreciate that very much.
Get behind Trump.
Get behind Trump. Another vote. Yep, 44. And probably 100 texts behind, so we'll have to bring you that tally tomorrow, but it's obviously it's overwhelming. That's what people think they should do. And you know what's funny? That's not a widespread viewpoint among the conservative cause or Republican faithful, right? I mean, Kirk's talked about it. By Bake. I always got to think cake. By Bake Ramaswamy. He's done a version of this, like when he went down to Miami when one of the indictments was being handed down against Trump. But it's not spoken about in many circles, so I'm surprised as many people are yes, let's do this, as they have been today. Very interesting. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, live coverage of the press conference on the awful events of July 14th in Fargo. We'll have body cam footage released and the details from Drew Wrigley, the Attorney General.
We're talking estate planning with Mark Wagner, ND Estate Services. Mark, what are the deciding factors when people determine their estate plans?
Scott, age, marital status, and even wealth are not a determining factor when it comes to setting up your estate plan. The determining factor is, number one, if you don't want to have any court oversight of any titleable assets or any numbered accounts, you need to consider the benefits of a revocable living trust to have a private, peaceful settlement for your family each and every time, guaranteed.
That avoids probate, but it also minimizes taxes, doesn't it?
It does minimize taxes. The kids all receive a stepped-up basis on your investments and also on your personal titleable property that's been properly funded into the trust. Absolutely.
Call Mark to find out more at 701-318-0908, 318-0908, ndestateservices.com in Minnesota and North Dakota. Mark Wagner. Thanks, Mark.
USA News Update. The apparent names and addresses of the grand jury members that indicted former President Trump have been posted online. The names and supposed pictures of those grand jurors have now started to circulate on social media sites. A new video appears to show former Trump advisor Roger Stone plotting to overthrow the 2020 election by changing state electors. At least 110 people confirmed dead in what has become the deadliest wildfire in modern U.S. history. That devastating wind-driven blaze tore through the town of Lahaina. A southeastern Minnesota town will soon be without a police department starting August 24th. The entire police department of Goodhue will be no more. The police chief stepped down on August 9th. The remaining officers resigned August 11th after hearing the chief quit. Corey Myers, USA News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Who labors mightily at a great personal expense, and that's our friend Mike Lindell. And he has a great team, and every time a big box store cancels them or bank cancels them or whatever, it's the team, his employees, that take the hit, employee-owned company. Up to 66% off everything right now. That's right. 66% off everything. All you need to do is go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. Click on that radio listener specials. Birthdays, anniversaries, any kind of celebration, just remember that. Ah, yeah, that'll be something a little different. Even on MyPillow gift card. And the book, free with your purchase as well, is pretty amazing. From crack addict to CEO, what are the odds? What are the odds? Mike Lindell's personal story. Nobody can believe that when they read it. Texter says, first job was at a laundromat in Medora. It'd be 100 degrees outside and about 120 inside with those big dryers. Ouch!
Oh, I bet.
Now you're talking.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
No kidding. You had a point before the break.
Yeah, you know, we talk about, you know, unity, and one thing is you're talking about unity and coming together. The next thing he's calling us fascists. And I had an interaction with a listener yesterday over text, and I asked one question. I literally got, I'm not going to go back and forth with you anymore. I'm out of here. And it just seems like, and a lot of people talk about this, Charlie Kirk on down the line, about I'd love to have a conversation or an actual debate, but there's never that opportunity because there's no substance there. I think is the reason they don't want to engage.
Yeah. No, Kevin, you're raising a great point. And one of the things I think we have to do, and Scott, I know I've heard you say this, is resist the temptation to be them. And so while we always invite the debate, always invite the discussion, don't fall for their bait. Because one of the things they like to do is bait us into a fight and debate us, because, you know, we'll get covered if we say something crazy or too mean-spirited or for worse, if some remote Republican somewhere says something really stupid or does something physically wrong or bad. And then, of course, then we're the fascists and we're the violent ones. But, Scott read the list of things earlier that Joe Biden didn't bring up that he won't condemn. And so we just can't fall for it. But then, at least among ourselves, we need to have, civilized, robust debate and show a better way.
Well, if they show up, I wish
them
luck.
I know, that's just it. I know.
Let's see here. Let's get back to the calls at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. And you can text us at 701-237-1590. Listener said, in listening to Senator Kramer list all the failures of the Biden administration, I'm wondering why he isn't more concerned about the things we sent him there to stop are happening. I think I get the gist of this. That, you know, yes, okay, that's all bad things, but that's why we have you there. Stop the bad stuff.
Right. And then we've done a lot of that. I mean, a whole bunch of that, actually. Starting with three Supreme Court justices that could have only been one, and probably in any other time in history would have been one. We've stopped a lot of, just remember this, we stopped federalization of elections. Republicans, we stopped that. And I think part of the problem is when you stop something bad from happening, there's not a lot of glory in that, right? There's just not a lot of glory in that. But it's really big. Three times, Scott, three times Nancy Pelosi passed a federal takeover of state elections, of all elections. And you're talking about things like requiring ballot harvesting, prohibiting states from requiring voter identification, day of registration in every state required by law. And so we stopped that in the United States Senate three times as Republicans. And we've stopped a lot of other policies. Now, what we can't stop are things that they can do without a Republican vote. And that includes, well, roughly $3 trillion of spending now, because through budget reconciliation, they don't need us. And they've done that with all Democratic votes. But at the end of the day, remember, you have to win the election. So North Dakota's done its part. We've done our part. When we talk about what have you stopped, the list of things that we've stopped in terms of people getting confirmed, people that would be socialists, in one case, a communist, from being an official in the Treasury, the comptroller of the currency of the United States of America. We stopped in the Banking Committee. I'm on the Banking Committee. We stopped a member of the Federal Reserve that would have been disastrous for energy, the energy sector. We were able to stop that. And it's just that when you stop something bad from happening, again, there's no vote, there's no glory, there's no you don't run across the finish line. We can't stop
nobody. Nobody throws you a ticker top parade for that.
Yeah,
today,
too bad we couldn't stop the whole thing, but is what it is.
Dana and Judd for Senator Kevin Cramer. Go ahead, Dana.
Good morning, Senator, and everyone else.
Good morning, Dana.
I have a question that I want to give you an example of why. Did you ever get a chance to listen to my podcast, and would you come on and debate any questions you might have about it? And my examples are this. On the carbon capture, it's being used to change how they refine the oil, which puts more added cost on that. And then they're taking the carbon and putting it in the ground, and that sequestration fee went from $50 to $85. And that's coming out of all of us working people's back pockets. And on the post office, with their electric vehicle fleet, the post office claimed that it's unfeasible for them to do it because it's like $6.9 billion. And the Senate voted yesterday to give $3 billion in aid to cover that expense, which is coming out of all of our working people's back pockets. So I wanted to know, how did you vote on that, and did you listen to my podcast yet?
So first of all, I've not listened to your podcast. I do have it. Second of all, the Senate hasn't been in session for several weeks. So the idea you're reading too much social media, Dana, if you think that we voted on something for $3 billion yesterday. We haven't been in session since the end of July, early August. Thirdly, with regard to, again, this is the same old argument, right, that we shouldn't be doing carbon capture and sequestration. In fact, you're very wrong on this economic point where you said it actually adds to the cost of the oil. It doesn't. It takes one well that's already done producing any oil, and it allows it to produce more oil. So the CO2, instead of being stored, just stored or wasted, by the way, the credit for oil enhancement is lower than the credit for the $85 for just storage. So it's actually a lower credit because the oil company pays for it. The oil company's happy to have CO2 that they can use to push more oil out of the same hole because that makes that one hole more efficient and more productive. And by the way, that means less of an environmental footprint as well. So it's actually good for the oil companies. It brings costs down, doesn't add to the cost of the oil at all. Just the opposite of it.
Thanks, Dan. Let's go to John Rogers, Minnesota for Senator Kevin Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall today. Go ahead, John.
Hi, Scott and Senator Cramer. Thanks so much for taking my call.
You bet.
So
We in Minnesota have Senator Amy Klobuchar in our state, and she's been going around talking about her antitrust legislation, and a lot of conservatives and Republican friends that I know are really concerned that, you know, that's just kind of like a Trojan horse for progressive and anti-American, you know, policies that give the FTC a lot of powers, and it end up going to, you know, hurting a lot of small businesses and us in return. So I just wanted to get your thoughts on that and you know, see what you think. So thank you so much.
Sure. So this is a really savvy Minnesota caller, Scott. So you're right. Amy does have some antitrust, you know, legislation. And it's interesting because you said a lot of conservatives are concerned about it, and you're right, they are, including me. I'm not a co-sponsor of the bill, not for her lack of trying, I assure you. But a lot of conservatives are also on the bill. And here's a little bit of the dilemma, Scott. We all are so tired of big tech and their monopoly on things. And their monopoly on social media, their monopoly in search engines, and we're getting beat up all the time by place like Google who block Gmail from receiving our emails, ours being Republican candidates for office, but doesn't block Democrats from getting their emails out and conservative messages. We know all of that. But you have to be careful to make sure that the solution isn't worse than the problem. And so we want to approach this in the right way. I have some sympathy for antitrust legislation. I think that there's maybe some things that could be done. But the caller is right to point to the potential concern of an overpowered FTC. One thing we don't want is more regulation and more regulators. What I prefer in trying to battle these monopolies or duopolies or oligopolies, and there's lots of them in the meatpacking industry and others, is to take down the barriers to entry for new entrants into this. So you guys advertise for what's the mobile company, Scott? The
Patriot Mobile. Yep.
Patriot Mobile. Yeah. See, I want to help the Patriot Mobiles of the world be more successful in their arena. I want to help social media platforms be more successful than unnecessarily over-regulating another one. Now, again, we have certain tools in government and we ought to use them, but I share John's concern that Senator Klobuchar's legislation might go a little bit too far. It's a little bit undefined as well, I might add, but Amy's a friend and a coworker, and she's, you know, she cares about antitrust, and I'd love to help it be better legislation.
Appreciate the call, John. Texter said the dismissal of Biden's speech last night is extremely dangerous. His supporters can't figure out what gender they are. They're not wired right, and who knows how they react when given violent marching orders. We are at a dangerous turning point in our history, and it must be taken seriously. Your reaction to that comment?
Yeah, it's a good point. I certainly don't dismiss it. I mean, that language is awful, and clearly it's aimed right at the base. And I think that's to the texter's point. But here's the really good news: not one of the three major mainstream, I don't even like to use that word to describe them, but none of the networks carried it. That's really sort of how uninterested they were, probably because they've seen the guy perform and they knew it was going to be a crash landing, and they didn't want to be part of that. In fact, a lot of the networks were quite critical of his use, particularly of Marines as a backdrop for a hyper-partisan speech. And just so you guys know, Scott, and so your listeners know, I don't find offense in partisan speeches. I really don't. You know, politics is a partisan business. Politics is in everything.
It wasn't a political speech.
To people, right?
It wasn't, right. It wasn't, right? Yeah, I mean, as long as you say it,
right.
regardless
That's
of what
right.
the facts are, then you're, I mean, this actually from the podium of the White House yesterday and the press secretary, this is not a political speech. I mean,
yeah, that's yeah, just fess up, right?
Yeah, clearly the networks, like you say, though, did disagree because they clearly saw it as a political speech and didn't take it. Even a blind squirrel finds a nut every now and then, as we say, more after this on What's on Your Mind.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources? Reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model of the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
In Minnesota, we work hard. And we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about health care, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked, there's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. Your warranties for a lifetime on those new Buicks and GMCs. And some 40 pre-owned vehicles that you can sort and just individually see what's got the lifetime powertrain warranty. For example, a 2022 Toyota Highlander XLE that was $53,275, now $47,999. Everything from Dodge Caravans to big GMC Sierras and Yukons. Check it out. SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Live and direct from the Freedom Matters USA studios, Freedom Matters USA bringing Candace Owens to Bismarck on September 15th, so get that on your calendar. That's Thursday, September 15th. Tickets start at $20, and they are still available right now at FreedomMattersUSA.com. FreedomMattersUSA.com. Would you like to meet Candace Owens? Go to FreedomMattersUSA.com and check that out. 11 before the top of the hour. Our final segment with Senator Kevin Cramer, and Jeff in Fargo has a question. Go ahead, Jeff, for Senator Cramer. Last chance, by the way, to get in here, and it is our shortest segment of the hour, so we want to go as quick as we can with the questions and the answers. 701-258-0550, or text 237-1590. Go ahead, Jeff, you're up.
Good morning, guys. Say, it seems like Leader McConnell is not doing very much for our Republican candidates throughout the country for the Senate race. It seems like he would rather be leader of the minority party than to gain control of the Senate and get voted out of leadership. So my question is to Senator Cramer, will you vote for McConnell as a leader again based on what he's doing right now?
Well, let me give you one example of something he's doing. He just spent $22 million on one Senate race because on behalf of a Republican that should have won easily, but was falling behind. And he, Mitch McConnell, from his personal PAC, his leadership PAC, Political Action Committee, spent $22 million to salvage a seat that we should keep. No, we're going to keep it. I'm pretty firm, pretty strongly.
Which count is that, Steve?
I forget which one it was, and I hesitate to. I have a pretty good sense, but I hesitate to say it because if I'm wrong, it'll make that candidate look.
But Herschel Walker, Blake Masters, right?
I don't think it was in that somewhere in that sphere. Maybe J.D. Vance or one of those, something in there. But he spent. That's just one candidate. He's doing that with lots and lots of them. There's been a lot of editorials written lately, Scott. And I know you've seen some of them saying, "Hey." A lot of these people are Donald Trump nominees, and we support that. I've supported just about that. I think everybody that Donald Trump endorsed, I sent checks to. And I've sent checks from my PAC to all of our nominees at the urging of Mitch McConnell. And I even gave more money to Mitch's PAC so that he could give more to these efforts. But there's a lot of editorials being written about how much Mitch McConnell's doing to help these Trump endorsed candidates win. In other words, we're all on the same team. He's done a ton. Jeff's question is simple. If we win the majority and Mitch McConnell runs for leader again, am I going to vote for him? The answer is of course. If we win the majority and Mitch McConnell runs for leader, he'll run unopposed. No one's going to run against him. And I suspect some of the critics who are running against him right now will vote for him because they will owe to some degree their success to Mitch's contributions. Now, if we don't win the majority, if we drop a lot of seats somehow, and I don't think that's going to happen, then I think Mitch McConnell's future as a leader is probably in jeopardy. But I think Mitch McConnell will make the decision whether he's leader or not.
Jeff, get your answer there.
Yes, I did, guys. Thank you.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much. Karen from Williston, Texas, text this note. Senator Cramer, March 9th, 2022, Joe Biden quietly signed an executive order bringing us to digital currency. I'm totally against it. How do you feel about it? Is there any way out of this? The government will be able to shut down your spending whenever they choose, and they will.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that, Karen, to be honest with you, the digital currency executive order, or that the government would be able to shut us down. The dollar is still the dollar. The dollar is still the currency of record, not just for the United States, but for the world. I want it to stay that way. Even digital currency is valued based on the American dollar. And we need to keep it that way. I'm personally pretty old-fashioned. I'm not a big fan of cryptocurrency, if that's what you're talking about. If you're talking about the cryptocurrency world, but we do have to find a way to both keep it secure and safe without over-regulating it. Because between blockchain and then the various types of currency, there's a lot of innovation, a lot of opportunity. People have a little more control over their own resources. It requires less regulation. But that said, buyer beware. Buyer beware.
We have a minute left, and we've got a few questions by text related to Fufang. One of them saying, Senator Cramer, are Grand Forks leaders listening to you about ending the dangerous relationship with Fufang on the corn milling plant?
Mm-hmm. So the Grand Forks leaders are listening, but I do think that the decision is coming clearer, quite honestly, just by the events of the last 24 hours and other things we're going to hear. Things are becoming clear through the CFIUS process, and I do think that this decision is going to get easier to make. But they've been listening, but clearly they want to build a record that they can stand on, whether it moves forward or doesn't. I believe it will not.
Is it paused now? Project paused?
It was paused yesterday for a while because through the CFIUS process, Fufeng was asked for more information than what they provided in the initial filing. That's a bit of a problem for them, quite honestly. They've been given a short time frame to answer the questions. A rebuttable presumption, which is sort of the opposite of innocent until proven guilty. So we'll see as more information.
The plot thickens on the whole Fufeng chapter. It'd be nice just to have a U.S. company step up and say, we'll do this. Senator Kramer, thanks for the time. That's the Talk Radio Town Hall.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.